Hey, good morning. Back on the Mighty 690 KGGF. Sam Speck with you along on this Thursday morning as we take our trip around the thin blue line. It is Montgomery County Sheriff Bobby Dirks in studio with us, as well as Kyle Hand. Now, Kyle, not with the Sheriff's Department, but we'll be talking something a little bit cops and cars here in a second. But, Bobby, good to see you. I'm just hoping everything in your department has been okay since the last time I seen you.
Not too eventful. Everything's going good. And Kyle is with the Sheriff's Department. Yep, he's one of my supervisors.
Okay, he's worked for me for about nine years.
Yeah. Right. And he's in charge of kind of getting the cops and riders
Getting it going. Good to hear that your guys' department is there. So, again, with the Montgomery County Sheriff's Office, Kyle Hand in studio with us. Apologize for that. But, Kyle, it's good to have you in here with us. Now, Sheriff, again, you kind of explain where he's at, but how long has he been there at the office?
He's worked for about 9 years. He's a local kid, was born and raised here, and he's done an excellent job, worked his way up through the ranks, and he's a sergeant now.
Born and raised. Well, Kyle, where are you from?
Well, I'm from rural Coffeyville area, right around Deering. I was born in Fort Scott, Kansas, and was adopted and brought down the Tyro where I grew up.
So the SEK is a familiar space for
it
you,
is,
no
very
doubt
much
about.
So.
No doubt about. Well, very neat. We've got a lot of things happening in the latter parts of October. We got Neil Walla over there in Independence. And you guys have got your thing going on called Cops and Rodders Car Show, I believe. I'm a huge fan of cars myself. I don't admit to having a good car or a nice car. I'm getting better at taking good care of it, but I always appreciate someone that does, whether they fix it up themselves or found a nice buy, whatever it may be. But tell me a little bit about the inspiration to it before we get to the details of it. How did it kind of start?
So it started 10 years. This will be our 10th annual car show. And it was started by a former deputy with the sheriff's office, Steve Fryback, along with a big-time car guy up in Independence, Truman Kolb, from Fastlane Performances. And so they started it just to try to get something involved for the community to bring law enforcement and hot rodders, I guess you could say, together and put on a charity event. It started out to be like for domestic violence awareness, since October is usually that month for that. And over the years, we've donated to several different places like the Hannah House and places that support
victims. Just kind of find different areas
to
give back to, which is cool. Not only that, but the purpose, like you had mentioned, the connection between, especially here in small towns, it's there can be a disconnect with law enforcement and the citizens, and to have that connection there, especially, you know, someone with a big motor and a nice car don't necessarily get along with a police car behind them every time, but to have that that community event and to have them get along is big.
We also put our patrol cars in the show too.
There you go.
Kids get to come and, you know, kind of talk to us and see what it's all about in law enforcement, and of course we can talk with the community and, you know, get some communication going on there.
I haven't quite seen too much under the hood, but I know there's a good motor in those cop cars as well. Got to show those things off, and that'll be cool. It's again, to have the kids around the cop cars, have them interact with enforcement, it takes away that kind of edge that you get, because nowadays everybody says, "Oh, I'm afraid of the police." So you shouldn't be.
Yeah.
And these kind of community events are those kind of connecting, bonding moments. So that's very neat that it started out. Now, you had mentioned you give back. Is there someone that you're kind of focusing that money towards this year? Or
so this year, what we're doing is we're bringing the United States Honor Flag back, which they've been part of our show for the past 3 years now, 4 years, I think. And what it is a this guy started this deal where he solely off of donations, and he travels around to as many law enforcement, firefighter, EMS, military line of duty deaths that he can, and presents this flag to them. And it's a really neat story. The quick version is it's been to a couple different wars across seas. It's been around the world in a space shuttle in outer space. So wow. I mean, it's really a lot of history with this flag, really delicate flag. So they're coming back. So some of the money we're going to give a little bit to them. Our plans with the rest of the money is to do what we're kind of going to call like a community fund. So if someone in our community, whether it's emergency service personnel or just a citizen, has a tragedy, we can try to help get them back on their feet. Or we've tossed around the idea of like buying some turkeys this year for Thanksgiving for people, or maybe even adopting somebody for Christmas. So we're still talking about all that.
Wow. You know, just to have a, you know, sort of event that is so centered around the community and so centered around the area and the citizens that are involved in it is very neat. Not only that, but, you know, from a just a long stretch, it just seems like a car show. That's all it seems like. And then reality, it's a lot deeper than that. And even on more levels, because again, that connection between enforcement and citizens, and then you give back.
Yep.
And I like the idea of, you know, getting some extra turkeys for Thanksgiving time. That's the whole point of Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
That's a very good idea. So tell me about, let's get down to the nitty gritty details. Where is this taking place? Where is this happening?
So it's going to be in the AutoZone parking lot in Independence, Kansas, there at Penn and Chestnut. Right across the street from Memorial Hall. And the registration begins at 8 o'clock. And so when everybody starts getting in there, then is the grand parade. And everybody that is there early enough can and has the option of taking their cars through the parade, because cops and rotters have their, you know, spots in the parade. So we'll do that. And then as soon as the grand parade is over is when the actual car show, everybody comes back, hangs out, has a good time. There's going to be music. There's going to be door prizes, a raffle, 50-50. I mean, it's going to be concession stand. I mean, it's going to be.
That's and everybody's all. Invited.
Yep. Yeah, that's blowing out. I like that. It's,
it's our 10th year, so we're trying to make it.
Make it a staple.
Yep.
Yeah, well, it's already a staple now. I mean, it's returned 10 years, and it's more of an anniversary than it is a staple.
It is.
So 10 years with the Cops and Rotters Car Show. Now, you had mentioned kind of the 8 o'clock, right, is kind of when you guys get the registration going there.
Yep, registration starts at 8.
Get things rolling off with the parade. Now, you also, there's a lot going on in downtown Independence at that point, but you guys have food and things, like you had mentioned, like all right there, and you're going to have to kind of walk a block?
Well, we've got, we're going to have concession stands, so what's going to be there is like some chips and candy bars and pop, your normal stuff in there, everything for a dollar, and then popcorn is going to be there. That's really going to be the only food that we have there.
We don't want to take business away from the other vendors.
Exactly. Yeah, I was going to say, I mean, down a block away, you're going to find yourself a good chunk of food trucks over there. So very neat. And you mentioned some door prizes as well. Now, is that for the people that register their vehicles, or is that kind of for anybody that comes around? Or
yeah, the door prizes are more for the people that bring vehicles and register with us. But the raffle and the 50-50s, going to be open for everybody.
Nice. And that is just kind of come by, register at a tent, put it in a box, and we raffle it off later on.
Yep. And Lay's Gun and or Archery and Guns here in Coffeyville, well, rural Coffeyville, donated a .22 revolver to be raffled off. And so you have to be of legal age and not a felon. You have to be able to pass a background check.
We're not just handing out guns here.
That's right. You have to be able to pass a background check, and the gun is not going to be actually there. We're going to have a gift certificate, and you'll take it to Lay's Archery and Guns.
That's very neat. Well, I'll tell you what, knowing the area, I'm sure people are going to flock in in swarms and try and get their hands on that, no doubt about. Well, that is very cool. I got to ask, you know, do you have any cars that you're putting in?
We're putting in one of our black Dodge Chargers, new ones.
That's right. You said patrol car was going in.
Yep. And so then we're going to put our one of our SWAT vehicles in there. We've got, I think, Cherryville is bringing a car. Coffeyville's bringing a car.
Neodesha usually
brings a car. We usually have several agencies around the area that bring a car.
As far away as what? Chanute?
Yeah, we've had one from Joplin. We've had one from Tulsa. And I mean, they come all over.
Yeah.
It differs every year, but they come.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah. And then also, what I've noticed is, you know, through the summertime in Independence, there was that cruise in Indy. There's some pretty nice rides around these parts. I don't know if it was all from Independence, but people definitely came to the area, and there's some pretty nice rides. Yeah. So it'll be fun, and it'll be cool to view with it as well. So. Interesting with that. Cops and Rotters coming up. When was it? When's it taking place?
This Saturday.
This Saturday it is. Man, lots going on this weekend and next week as well. I mean, it's Halloween. It's getting down to it. So I'm excited. Glad you guys have been at it for 10 years as well. So, but Sheriff, You got any favorite cars or anything like that that you're going to keep your eye out for? I know, I mean, you wouldn't put this on unless you guys weren't car guys.
I love old trucks. So
old
be,
trucks, that's where you're at.
I'll be looking at the old trucks.
Gotcha, all right. Any specifics there?
I like old Chevys.
There you go. Chevy, that's what I'm looking for.
Right.
I'm a Chevy guy as well.
I drive a Dodge, but I like old Chevys.
Yeah, so. I've seen you driving around in that thing, but the old Chevys, they're tough to beat. They are very tough to beat. So, again, Cops and Rodders coming up this Saturday. Let's just go ahead and get that detail again. And I guess one more question would be for the ones bringing in their own vehicles, is there a charge? Is there some registration fee? How do they get involved with the drawing? And
No, it's 100% free. We're going to have, obviously, T-shirts for sale, and the only thing is going to be the rifle and the 50-50. But other than that, registration is free.
Awesome. And registration starts up at 8 o'clock in the morning?
8 o'clock, yep.
This Saturday. Awesome. Well, again, Bobby Dirks, Sheriff with the Montgomery County Sheriff's Department, as well as Kyle Hand with the Montgomery County Sheriff's Office. And any final notes? We got a couple minutes before we hit the bottom of the hour.
I've got something I'd like to say. This is that time of year where the deer are going in rut.
Oh, yes.
Our car deer accidents are going to spike here between now and middle of December. So I want everybody to be aware and be careful. And if you are involved in an accident, just pull over side of the road and call 911, and we'll come and assist you and take care of everything.
You know, funny you say that. We actually had someone involved with a deer collision on his way to Wichita with KGGF, one of our coworkers here. So, yes, deer traffic is increasing. Not only that, but children around the streets next week around this time.
Definitely
Halloween.
Definitely want to watch
that. Certainly, it's going to be there. I got to, you know, with this as well, is there usually a trend with maybe burglaries or break-ins with a big holiday?
Usually
that comes
around Christmas time, our burglaries start picking up a little bit. So
it's more Christmas. I didn't know if the activity outside maybe made it more suspicious, less suspicious. Who knows? But again, keep your eyes peeled. Lots of deer traffic, lots of kids as well. And again, Bobby Dirks, Montgomery County Sheriff, and with the Sheriff's Office, Kyle Hand. Thanks so much, guys.
Thanks for having us.
This is the Mighty 690 KGGF.